Hello again, David Creel, world's best double eagle coach, with my friend who helps people with their PhDs. She's about to have client 100 in the books, Colleen Law. How are you, Colleen?
Just fine. How about you, David?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
Good, good. I'd love to hear it.
Thanks for joining me today. This is going to be fun.
Yep, I think so too.
So what's on your mind? What would you like to talk about today?
Well, this is very interesting. It could be simple. It could be complex. But anyway, I'm one of those people that can work on multiple projects at a time. Okay, because I segment my day according to how many projects I have or how many projects have priority. Well, since I had this fiasco about moving, I haven't gotten back on track yet. And I need help getting back on track, because right now, all I'm doing is, I'm meeting with clients, obviously, but there are several other projects that I've been trying to get to back to, and I haven't been able to get back to them. Primarily because I can't get it in my brain that I have to get back to them, you know?
Okay. So do you have to get back to them?
Yes, I do have to get back to them, at least to most of them.
Okay. And why do you think you haven't got back into your routine, for lack of a better term?
Well, you know, that's the problem. I'm not sure why. I've never had an issue getting back into my routine. However, I have never had such a huge issue come up in my life that interrupted me in the midst of doing my life.
Is whatever that event was that the move or is that something different?
No, it's the move.
Okay. But the move is over now, right?
It never happened.
What?
I was supposed to move.
Yeah. Okay. Tell me the story.
Okay. So I was supposed to move. And when I got the lease contract, it was not for what was quoted to me.
Okay.
And the gentleman, using that term very loosely, said he would review the contract. He came back and said he couldn't go down on the price, on the rent price. So I said, well, I can't afford that. I mean, it was a huge increase in rent. And he said, well, what do you want to do? I said, well, is my old apartment still available? I was still in it because I had packed up. He said, yes. I said, I want to stay there. What's the rent? And he told me a rent that was significantly less than what he first told me, which prompted the need to move in the first place. Okay. So anyway, I ended up staying at my apartment and I'm having to unpack what I had packed up to move.
Okay. So what I heard you say is this.
Okay.
You're in apartment one where you currently live.
Yes.
You were going to move to apartment two. Apartment two, they quoted you, I'm just going to make up a number. They quoted you $1,000, but then when you get your lease paperwork, it was more than $1,000. It was $1,200, $1,500, whatever the number was. Mm-hmm. So then you asked if you could stay in your current place, which you'd packed up to move, and they had quoted you $1,000, but then when you asked to stay, they quoted you $800 or whatever. It was less than what they told you.
Correct.
So are you staying in your current place for the foreseeable future, or are you looking elsewhere?
I'm staying in it for the foreseeable future.
Okay. So is your stuff still in boxes?
Most of it is. Yes, that's the problem.
Okay. I
think that's the problem.
Okay. And seeing how you don't have an answer, that's why we're talking.
Yes.
What do you think the problem is?
Well, I think is I'm used to having all of my stuff to, around me at, you know, an arm's length, okay, where I can do everything I need to do without thinking. Mm-hmm. And now I don't have that around me because it's still in boxes. I'm in the last 16 boxes and they were the first 16 to be packed up.
Okay, so you could get all this stuff done because it was, okay, like, here's this stuff, here's this stuff, here's this stuff, and that stuff's over there.
Correct.
But now it's like an Easter egg hunt.
Correct.
Where you don't want to go through all the boxes to find the one thing you need to do whatever it is that you're looking to do.
That's exactly it.
Okay. And do you have deadlines for any of these things?
For a couple of them, I do have deadlines for. For the major priority, no, I do not have a deadline, but a hard deadline, I have a deadline in my head.
Okay, so are the boxes labeled?
Yes.
Do you know in whatever box is the thing that you need?
No. I had people help me pack.
Okay, so they're labeled, but you didn't label them. You labeled them, but you don't know what's in the box until you open the box and you look.
Exactly.
And is whatever you need for the main project, is it something big or is it something little?
Something little.
Oh, okay. So could it be that you're feeling overwhelmed?
It could be, yes. I could still be feeling overwhelmed.
If you've got 16 boxes and you're looking for something that's this big or smaller. You're looking something for this big.
Well, a little bigger than that.
It's okay. Well, sometimes, you know, so it's about this big.
Yes.
Like, you know, a size of a business card.
Yes.
So that's like, kind of like finding a needle in the haystack.
Yeah.
I mean, is it shiny? Is it glow in the dark? Or is it very blend in?
It blends in.
Okay. So what would you like to have happen to solve this?
To solve it, I would like for me to be able to go out in my living room where all the boxes are housed, the ones that are still packed, grab a box, open it, and have that one thing that I need in that particular box. So I can take it out and come back to my desk and do my work.
Well, you do have a 1 in 16 chance. It's not 1 out of 100 or That's 1 true. Out of 15,000 boxes. It's right. 1 in 16.
Right.
But it could be, maybe you just go with the box you think it's in and just pick it. But then if it's not in there, every box you see, your odds are getting more in your favor.
That's true. I hadn't thought about that.
Because if you get, say, 3 boxes in, well, now it's 1 in 13, which is way better than 1 in 16. So are all the boxes the same size?
No. I do have all but 2 of them are the same size.
Okay. And are the 2 smaller or are they bigger?
One is significantly smaller. One is bigger.
Okay. So why don't you start with the smallest one and see if it's in there? Okay. Just pick one.
Yeah.
But don't say to yourself, I'm going to go through 16 boxes today. Say, I'm going to go through this box. Because this box may solve all your problems. It may have it in there. But until you get up and go look, you're still going to have 16 boxes there.
That's true.
Unless the unboxing fairy is going to come to your house in the next couple of days, which I guess is possible, but I would say it's extremely unlikely.
Yes. Yes.
But then it's, It's like, okay, so have you ever asked somebody a question and been told no?
Yes.
Okay. Did you die from it?
No.
No, because we're still talking. That would be super weird. That would be my first literally deceased, risen from the dead podcast guest. And I don't think Jesus is coming on my podcast anytime in the near future. It'd be cool if he did, but I'd have to have a blindfold on because I couldn't look at him. But that's a different story. It's like going to ask somebody a question. A couple of days ago, I had a challenge where we had to go to a local grocery store and I had to ask a stranger for $100.
Oh.
Not the challenge was asked to borrow $100, but I don't like borrowing. So I asked if I could have, like, will you give me $100? But the point of the exercise was not to get the $100. The point of it was to ask. Ask for what you want.
Right.
And another challenge we had at the same supermarket was twofold. One, we had to ask if we could make an announcement over the loudspeaker.
Oh, interesting.
So when I asked, the lady says, what are you going to say? I go, I don't know this yet, but it's going to be good. It'll be something. Well, come to find out, that got told no because the manager who I got called in, he said, I'm going to say no because the regional or district manager is in the building right now. Because I had another ask. And that other ask was, can I get a tour of the place? Like, I want the tour of the back of the facility. Yeah. And he said, I'm going to say no because the district manager's here. I said, perfect. Let me go ask him. So I walked up to the district or regional manager, whichever one it was. He worked for the company 25 years. And I said, hey, I have a challenge. Can I get a tour of the place? And he said, for what? I said, oh, just because I asked. And he goes, that's a great idea. Let's go. He gave me a 10-minute tour.
Oh, wow.
I saw the freezers. I saw the back, the whole deal. But if I'd have thought of all that story to say about your box situation, if I would have waited for the perfect opportunity to go into the local supermarket or grocery store to ask, I'd still be sitting in this chair. So it's what's the smallest possible step you can take? The smallest possible step you could take, in my opinion, is start with the smallest box. And then maybe have it your goal to wear over, like, I'm going to do one box in the morning and one box in the afternoon. And just pick one. Whichever one you're closest to, just pick it.
Okay.
Because then in a week or so, you don't have this box problem anymore.
That's very true.
But I think it's you're kind of getting in your own way where you're overwhelmed about the 16 boxes instead of just doing what you can with what you have and just picking one. Because it's in one of those 16 boxes, right?
Yes.
So no time like the present.
That's true.
Might as well start.
Yep. That's a very good point. Thank you so much.
Okay. I think we're done here.
Yeah, I think so too.
Awesome.
I know what to do next.
This is in the words of Les Brown, this has been a plum pleasing pleasure as well as a privilege.
All right.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.